As part of the New Jersey Sustainability Reporting Hub project, WBGO's Molly Fichter is highlighting some of the environmental concerns in the state. Today, it's combined sewer overflow.
It's after dark on a school night, and families gather in the Hawkins Elementary School cafeteria for a pasta dinner hosted by Ironbound Community Corporation. But they're not just here to eat.
Tonight, we're going to talk about our sewer system, and specifically what combined sewer overflow is.
Drew Curtis of ICC is standing in front of a projector displaying statistics about the city of Newark's sewer system. Heads nod and comments flow as Drew speaks.
When there's dry weather, it's fine. Works as normal. All our pipes, they go out to Passaic Valley Sewerage Commission, PVSC. Are people familiar with PVSC?
Combined sewer systems like the one owned and operated by the city of Newark collect stormwater, domestic sewage, and industrial wastewater in the same pipe. Combined sewage overflow, or CSO, happens when the system gets overwhelmed during high-volume periods. Flooding from overflow can make it hard to get to work or school, but it's not just the water residents are worried about.
When there's torrential raining, it floods on Horatio Street, and we're very concerned about what is backflowing. The water that's coming out the sewer and the contaminants in the water.
The excess water is released through 16 outfalls along the Passaic River and Newark Bay, which leads to flooding and pollution.
Our river's already polluted from dioxin or Agent Orange. This just adds to it. So why they're working to clean up the river? If they don't fix the combined sewer overflow issue, our river will still be poisoned.
The city of Newark has already started researching the problem, tracking overflow events, seeking solutions, and calculating costs.
So the city had to study and then model a bunch of different alternatives that we're going to go through right now.
No single solution is a panacea, but each can be implemented to reduce the negative impacts of CSO. Making regulator modifications would target the issue by opening and closing gates to control flow. This would have to be a coordinated effort with PVSC. Green infrastructure, a crowd favorite, involves eliminating impervious surfaces to allow for natural stormwater management.
Call it out. What is green infrastructure? Call it out.
Trees.
Yep.
Beautification.
Yep. Trees, bushes, beautification, all of that. Who likes that idea? A bunch of us, right?
Other solutions require more construction and come at a higher cost. Investing in more regular maintenance would ensure that the system is working at maximum efficiency, though increased efficiency is not enough alone. Underground storage tanks could be used to ease overflow by redirecting and holding excess volume during storms. Costs for this plan range from just over $100 million to over $624 million, depending on the amount of storage built. The most expensive option is sewer separation. Separation of the whole system is estimated to cost about $972 million. Both of these solutions would cause disruptive construction, similar to that of the lead service line replacement Newarkers have already experienced.
We want to make sure that when the city's developing this plan, that residents have a say.
With so many options, residents have a lot to consider. After the presentation, everyone receives a survey. Families and neighbors deliberate.
We have to let our neighbors know that we have to be good stewards of the earth, because the environment belongs to all of us. We all have a responsibility for the environment to make it better for our children.
The only way to improve a community's environment is from within the community itself. By including residents in the conversation, change gains momentum. Although the solutions residents and the city are considering will take some time, labor, and money, Newarkers can affect change right now. Conservation of water in homes and businesses will lighten the load on the system. So turn off the faucet when brushing your teeth, try to take shorter showers, and avoid running dishwashers and washing machines when it rains. For the WBGO Journal, Molly Fichter.
Molly Fichter's feature was produced in collaboration with the New Jersey Sustainability Reporting Hub Project.